The 125th Mummers Parade welcomed in the new year in Philadelphia despite bone-chilling temperatures and high winds, causing the string band competition to be suspended. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
The annual tradition brought the city's finest comics, witches, fancies, and string bands down Broad Street to strut their stuff near City Hall. With thousands of performers and attendees celebrating around the city, Olga Renteria and Pamela Plata used this year's parade as a way to reach out to the Latino community throughout the region. Renteria explained after last year's Carnival de Puebla was canceled over fears of potential operations by ICE officers, the parade served as a great time to celebrate their heritage.
It was at the perfect time, the perfect moment, when Pamela was thinking about why is our carnival being canceled, you know, what can I do about it? So we were, you know, brainstorming ideas of what can we do as a community to send out a message that things are okay.
The Mummers Parade served as the first on a long list of events leading up to Philadelphia celebrating the United States semi-quincentennial later this year. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
And a Mercer County, New Jersey nonprofit is helping to change kids' lives. The James R. Halsey Foundation of the Arts teaches teens about filmmaking while also making sure they have enough food, clothing, and counseling. 17-year-old Mashir Daniel of Trenton has helped to write, direct, and edit several films and PSAs.
I feel very positive about my future. I'm working on my future as we speak. I'm in my head every day. I'm writing down, jotting my thoughts, goals, short-term goals, how I can get there, what I'm doing to get there now.
The Let's Film program is offered to teens at no charge. The foundation is supported by grants from nonprofits and corporate and community partnerships.